This podcast mini-series is part of the Dare to Journey campaign led by We Are Tier Fund. We hope that by listening to the lived experiences of people who have fled their home country, this will help inform you how to stand in solidarity with your global neighbours.
My name is Helen Brahana. I came from Eritrea. I have been in prison for 32 months because of my gospel singer. So the reason I'm coming here just to engage people with persecution, because those people, I'm free now, but they are all our pastors and many Eritreans still they are in prison. They are not criminals just because of their faith. So I'm voice for those voiceless, the only thing I can do.
What year did you get taken to prison?
The government would recognize it only for religious in 2002, which is not true, but other activities they shut down. So I start publish one CD in 2003, so they are not happy. So they arrest me kind of in and out. So finally, they found me when I am teaching young people, because at that time the church was shut down. So they took me to 6th Division, after that to military prison, finally to Mysore prison for 32 months in metal shipping container.
Wow. What was that experience like? What was happening day to day?
Yeah, the prison condition is very harsh and very poor, because first when they put us there, I didn't realize they can do that, because I heard when I was young there was animals, they stay only one night in the metal shipping container, they die. So it's not easy, it's new experience. So when they push us in, it had been a lot of lice jumping all over. So we start crunch our body. Also, it's extreme cold in the night. We are asking for toilet, no toilet. He give us one bucket, so the whole container can use that. Also, no light. Also, it's very suffocated. So the condition is very hard. Even when you ask food, they give you food, but it's very bad. Just you get diarrhea. So it is hard to use this bucket inside the container with diarrhea. It's stinky for everybody. So it is very hard even to put one person for 24 hours in metal shipping container. But as I tell to everybody, it's kind of, it's test in the life. So it has been very hard, but at the same time, Christianity, it cost you price. So in that dark place, we have been singing. It cost us a lot, also torture, because we sing. Also, I'm preaching every day. They torture me outside, inside. It's kind of hell on the earth. So once they put me with an ill person because they asked me to deny, so I say no. So I have been with this woman for 10 months. So sometimes she pull my hair, sometimes she kick my foot. So, but always I meditate the word of God. I'm singing and praying. We have been praying a lot, three times in the day, three times in the night. I experience what you call by myself, like solitary confinement. So I experience many things. But because of my faith, I survive.
Wow. You said that you were meditating on the Word of God. Did you have Bibles with you, or was it just what you remembered?
It's not allowed to have Bible, but it's kind of wrong to think like that. They say it's not allowed Bible. But when I arrive in that container, the next day I receive Bible. But the person, the one he gave me that Bible, he's not anymore. They torture him and he died, he passed away because of torture. So this Bible, I hold it for 32 months. So, yeah, you can't cover the gospel. So I read this book around 15 times inside the container. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm preaching 4 or 5 letters per day, just sending out of the container because there are 23 metal containers in that area.
That's
crazy. So, yeah, we do it by different way, even though it's not allowed. So, yeah, Bible was with me.
That's incredible. And it's really interesting hearing how you and other people were still saying, no, I'm going to preach the gospel, I'm going to worship, I'm going to sing. Where did you find the strength to do that?
Yeah, I start church when I was 8 years old because of my grandmother. So when we moved to another area, I start to attend the church. So it had been kind of revival, a lot of things. So I start asking, keeping asking. Mm. So most of the time I have been reading my Bible in my house. So finally I found out, how can I preach? How our forefathers preaching the gospel? So finally, not too afraid to die. Mm. So I start quote from Roman book. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. So I go to the street, in cathedral or hospital, everywhere. That's why I have been in and out, in and out, in prison. Mm. So it's come from young age. It's kind of reading inside the house.
Yeah, it's amazing because I think for us in the UK and probably most of the Western world, we read stories about the disciples going into prison in Acts. We read about Paul going into prison. And for us, it's almost just a story. But this is the reality for you. So did you, when you were reading stories about those disciples going to prison, did you see yourself like those disciples?
Yeah, if you ask me, from Genesis until Revelation, it's for us.
Mm.
So I caught these words and just practice them a lot.
Mm.
So for me, kind of not story.
Mm.
It's real.
Yeah.
So if you ask me about Daniel book, yeah, but the Daniel book, it's real.
Yeah.
What about Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego? So I saw that in my eye, how he rescued me when I say, I'm not stopping thinking. I'm not backed down what you are saying. So it is, the Bible is real. I'm not preaching the Bible, the one like story.
Mm.
It is real.
Mm. I read that somewhere you once said that to sing is like going to war. How important is worship for you? Obviously, your journey started in worship. How important should worship be for Christians?
According to the Bible, most of the time I use that even when I was in prison. Paul and Silas, they have been singing in prison. So when they start singing Amen to God, so the prison door starts shaking.
Mm.
So it's real. So you can't cry all the time what the problem you have. You need to start to sing because he sacrificed himself on the cross.
Mm.
Doesn't matter if your packet is full or not, just to worship God. Also, fortress Jericho to fall down because of the praise.
Yeah.
Also in Philippians 4:4 it says, rejoice to the Lord, always rejoice. Because if I am not rejoicing him, even the stones, the nature, all the creation can worship him. So that's better for me instead of jealous to see that, to worship him. Because when you start worshiping, the problems gone.
Mm.
They have no any authority in your life. So I experienced that. Even now I have problem in Denmark, but I go in the mission house, just I'm loud and singing. So when I finish, what is the problems? It's kind of gone in the spiritual realm. So I think that is the way. To cry is not the solution.
Yeah. Again, it's really interesting because, you know, for some people, we read about Paul and Silas and we think, oh, that's nice. But we don't see it as a reality in our everyday lives. and we don't see worship as this huge, as this big, powerful weapon. Obviously, for you, it helped you to get through your experience being imprisoned. How did that come to an end? How did you get free?
Yeah, I have been tortured more than anybody in that area. So finally, after 2 years, I start teaching guards, normally prisoners. In my life, it must have challenge or growth. You can't stay in grade 3 all your life.
Yeah.
So always, I need to see new. So from the prisoners, continue to guards. So when they found the letter, so they took me outside from the container. So all these containers can see, so they beat me a lot in my head.
Mm.
Because they say, where is the Bible?
Yeah.
How do you remember? You have been for 2 years here. Because they put you in that metal container to forget everything.
Yeah.
So when I say it's in my mind, they beat me a lot in my head. So it was very heavy. So they send me back to container. Also early in the morning, they call me and they send me far from the metal container. So they torture me badly.
Mm.
So from that moment, it's not easy to walk. My body was like red and blue. It's shaken by itself.
Mm.
So even with this all pain, they send me back for 8 months with the pain.
Mm.
So finally, also one guard, he tortured us inside the container. So no walking, I have been totally damaged.
Yeah.
So they say, they don't want you to die inside the prison. They send me to the hospital.
Okay.
So the hospital says it's too late. We send her to die in her family house. So they send me home. After that, people helped me in immigration to move to Sudan. They are nice people. So I moved to Sudan for treatment for 10 months.
Wow. Well, God is good because you look like you're doing well now. And so, you know, it's great to just see even what was meant to be the end, the beginning of more for you. Since you've come out, what is the situation in Eritrea like now for Christians?
It's very worst. When I was in prison, it's kind of torture, this kind of thing. But when I left, they start even raping women. It's worst and worst.
Mm. So what can we do, you know, as people living in the UK? How can we really get behind and stand with people who are being persecuted?
Yeah, the biggest thing is to pray for them. Also, financially support, helping their children, because all our pastors are in prison. Also, for the wives and their men, families, they lose their fathers. So, financially.
Well, I just want to thank you for taking the time to come and speak with us. And, you know, we stand with you, and I'll be praying for sure. And I hope when other people hear it, they'll be inspired to pray as well.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Please take time now to both pray for the issues raised and also to share this story with someone you know. Let's keep raising awareness together of the refugee crisis.